the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. It is Memorial Day weekend, Memorial Day Saturday, and wonderful to be with you. It is May 26th, and as Gunther was exiting the studio, he asked me to send his best wishes for your Memorial Day weekend as well. So from Bobby Gunther Walsh, from Gene Dickinson, from John Elliott, we send all of you our very, very best on this both wonderful, no question about it, wonderful, wonderful opportunity to spend a couple of extra days, perhaps, with friends and family. We'll be hosting this afternoon, and we'll be traveling tomorrow, and then likely hosting again on Monday, because it's we're just so blessed. We're blessed with friends and family that we love so very, very much, and we pray that you are blessed as well. And as you go through the weekend, of course, keeping a prayer and a thought for the reason for Memorial Day and for the sacrifices made on our behalf by so many, virtually every family that you can think of has been touched through the generations of those in service lost, and we think about them. We hold them in our memory. We hold them in our esteem. They are truly heroes to us. And in a world that seems often bereft of heroes, bereft of people willing to do the right thing because it's the right thing, this is a weekend to remember folks who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. So welcome. Welcome to More Than Money. If you're just joining us for the very first time, we think you'll find any part of the next couple of hours that you can spend with us should be beneficial. We certainly hope so. We hope that we can share with you some ideas, some thoughts, some observations that'll make your financial life a bit more successful, a bit more pleasurable, give you a bit more confidence in your decisions, whether they be investment, income tax, estate planning, or business decisions. We hope that we can help you with all of those or any of those or any combination of the above. We are rather flexible in that endeavor because you are not just part of the show. You're the heart of the show. You set the agenda, unlike so many wannabe radio shows and TV shows on the financial side who are nothing more than thinly veiled commercials pushing their agenda, pushing their product, pushing whatever they want you to buy. What we want you to buy, we want you to buy into the idea that you are absolutely unique. We want you to buy into the idea that learning more about your options is always to your benefit. We want you to buy into the idea that sometimes exploring, doing your homework, and coming up with the answer that says no is every bit as valuable as the answer yes. So we're hopeful that you will take full advantage this morning. Ask your questions, send me emails, and log on and become part of our show. Easy, 610-720-7900. You talk to the lovely and talented John Elliott. All right, that might have been a little over the top for us. I mean, lovely, sure, of course. The talented part we're always wondering about. The lovely and talented John Elliott, 610-720-7900. And just as a reminder, I had a chance to have this conversation this week, folks who say, so folks calling in, yeah, some folks, hey, if you're uncomfortable, if you're a little shy to talk on the radio, explain your question to John. John, this ain't his first rodeo. He's been here before. He can get your question squared away, and we'll get your answer. Either way, 610-720-7900, or send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. And, of course, you can join our show through the miracles of modern technology anywhere you have access to the internet. So if you have friends, family, loved ones further afield, we go as far. We have confirmed listeners as far as California, the Northwest, Washington State, the Midwest, Minnesota, Wisconsin, the South, gosh, this all over the South, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, and of course the Middle Atlantic states. All you have to do is log on, morethanmoneyonline.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. You'll see a red Listen Live button. Click on that. You're in the game. You're in the game, and we welcome you indeed. 610-720-7900. If you haven't received your More Than Money newsletter at this point, either you haven't yet signed up, and I can barely be held responsible for that, or something has gone horribly wrong, and we've got to get that fixed. Bottom line is, if you would like to receive our absolutely free More Than Money newsletter, every month we share three or four interesting questions. Let's see, this month, a gentleman's wife passed away. He's trying to figure out how to handle the inheritance that he received there after... Let's see, she passed last November, so he's feeling a bit better, and hopefully he can find his way clear to make those decisions. Gentleman asking about an annuity he invested in. gentleman asks about my impending demise. All right, that's a little rude. I mean, come on. And every month we try to share an idea that comes from... my reading, and this one is from a book that's nearly 100 years old, written by Robert Collier. Fascinating book, and I think the quote really does fit us. And then, of course, you get an update in terms of the More Than Money team, and this month we're highlighting Harley and Maya, so the puppies indeed. 610-720-7900. Let's go right to an email, see if we can help. A young lady writes, I have an investment account at Charles Schwab and I get monthly statements. Every month I check the funds my advisor has me in, and some are consistent losers. Okay. Did you want to soften that up a little? I asked my advisor and he explained that the funds were actually doing fine, but their profits were leaving the funds and going into the money market account. Does this make sense to you? And why does Schwab do it that way? Very good question. Very, very good question. As many of you know, because you're not just a part of our More Than Money audience, but you're part of our More Than Money family, our More Than Money advisors often will custody their investment accounts at Charles Schwab. So I am very familiar with the operations of the Charles Schwab statements. And absolutely, we have had more than a small handful of clients go, look, I'm looking at the statement. This thing is just a consistent loser. Why don't we yank that puppy out of there? Here's the challenge with the Charles Schwab statements. And to be fair, we've seen lots of company statements. So you can kind of fill in the blanks of any custodian, TD Ameritrade and Merrill and Wells Fargo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they're all fundamentally flawed in a very similar way. And here's how it works. Let's say that you invest in a mutual fund, a well-known mutual fund, the ABC fund. Yeah, like you don't know, I already made that up. Come on. And you've paid $10 a share. That's your initial per share price. And let's say that you, for simplicity purposes, you bought 1,000 shares. So you have $10,000 invested. On your initial Schwab confirmation, it will show 1,000 shares, $10 a share. You've got $10,000 in it. So very straightforward. So far we have no problem whatsoever. If shortly thereafter, a month or two, the mutual fund that you have selected declares a distribution, they've had a profit of some kind. It might be an interest. They may have earned interest. They may have earned dividends. They may have sold some pieces of their portfolio, and they've turned capital gains. But they send you, let's just pick $1,000. Wow, that's really cool. Now, mutual funds operate in a fairly strange way in that if you invested $10,000 and they send you $1,000, you have 1,000 shares, so in essence, it's $1 a share. And when I say send it to you, rather than reinvesting. So they send it to you. And at Charles Schwab, when they send it to you, Charles Schwab goes, thank you. And they put it in your money market account. So prior to this distribution, you had $10,000 in your mutual fund. You had zero in your money market account. After the distribution, you have $9,000 in your mutual fund and you have $1,000 in your money market account. So your current total account value has not changed. You got 10 grand. But on the Schwab statement, it's going to show that your mutual fund has dropped from $10 a share to $9 a share. And it's the net result on the far right-hand column. I can see it because I've seen it so many times. As my clients have said, what the heck is going on with this thing? It shows a loss, even though you haven't lost anything. Let's paint even a more interesting scenario, which is that once that's happened, your mutual fund share price goes from $9 to $9.50. So now you have the $1,000 in the money market. You have $9,500 in share price. And if you look to the far right-hand column, it shows negative numbers. It's a loss, according to Charles Schwab. You've actually gained $500. You've got a 5% return, according to Charles Schwab. It's a loss. How does this make any sense? Here's fundamentally how it makes sense. Charles Schwab is not reporting gains or losses for rate of return purposes. They're reporting gains or losses for income tax purposes. So if, for example, you had that $10,000 investment, they sent you $1,000 that goes into your money market account. If nothing else happens, at the end of the year, you'll get a 1099 from Charles Schwab saying you earned $1,000 and you need to pay tax on that. If you at the same time said, I'm not that excited about this mutual fund, I think I'll sell it. I paid $10,000. Charles Schwab says it's now worth $9,000. I have a loss of $1,000. So I put 10 in. I still have 10. I didn't really make anything. On the 1099, it will show taxable income of $1,000. And on your tax return, you'll show a tax deduction of $1,000. And you'll pay no tax. So it is a circular event that we're following, and annoying, no question, absolutely no question, when you pick up a statement that in your mind should be telling you how you're doing, should be giving you some indication of your rate of return, but in reality they're talking really more tax accounting than they are rates of return, which is why, by the way, if you are not just a listener, but if you're part of our More Than Money family, that is why when you visit us for your quarterly reviews, your every 90 day, let's take a look at how we're doing. That's why we have a independent third party, Morningstar, calculate your rates of return. so that you're not dependent on Charles Schwab and trying to rebuild their tax reporting into something that makes some sense for you. You're not relying on our calculations that may or may not be 100% accurate. You can rely on a third party, Morningstar in this case, to calculate. And fortunately, goodness, amazing. When I go back to when I started in this industry 780 years ago, we went through reams of parchment paper and dozens of quill pens. And, you know, all that ink that you had to squeeze out of like elderberries, or I don't even know what they made it out of, and sand that you had to pour on it to dry it up before. And you know, I think I actually burned through two abacuses. I'm not even really clear. Is that the plural of abacus? Abaci. Wasn't that your fraternity, Abaci? It's just at this stage, as far as you remember, it might have been. So, going from, oh my goodness, hand generated calculations fraught with opportunities for just simple mathematical errors, and reports that, goodness, if you could get them reasonably accurate within a year, oh my gosh, that was fabulous. And now we can give our clients literally to the penny, to the hundredth of a percentage point, net rates of return and net dollars earned or lost in moments. So it's rather wonderful. So if you are in a similar position and you've got a monthly statement that annoys the living bejeebies out of you. Bejeebies is plural, by the way. Singular is bejeebi. What the heck's a bejeebie? I have no idea. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. I actually have, this is the email as I got it, and then I had a conversation with a young lady yesterday, so I'm going to actually turn this email into two questions. Gentleman writes, this is my first year to take an RMD from my IRA. Should I take it now or wait until the end of the year? That's a pretty reasonable question. It's a pretty common question. So I'm going to address that. And then a young lady who turns 70 in July asks a similar question, having never done RMDs, kind of how does that function? So the first question, should I take the RMD now or wait until the end of the year? The answer is, shockingly, it depends. Yeah, it depends. And a couple things that most people use to make that decision. Number one, do I need the money? Is the RMD kind of part of my spending plan? So my RMD is going to be, watch how I do this, $12,000 a year. Is part of my spending plan that I'm relying on $1,000 a month from my investments in order to help pay my bills? Well, this becomes rather easy. I think you set your RMD up so you get paid monthly. Direct deposit to your checkbook. Taxes withheld, in my opinion, is a very wise thing to do. So that's very, very easy. Assuming the answer is no, I'm not really interested in that. Then the second thing that you might consider is where you think the stock market's going. If you take it now and you think the stock market's low and will go higher, you sold out at a lower point. If you think it's going to go higher later in the year, you might want to wait until the kind of December-ish time frame. If, on the other hand, you're looking at the goofy market and you're saying, it's goofy, which is kind of a reasonable conclusion to draw if you're thinking it's a goofy market, you might want to take it now because you may very well have it in the back of your mind that market could drop. So since none of us know exactly where the market is going, exactly. How about none of us know where the market's going, period, the end, like from 11 o'clock to 11:17 on any given day, psychic abilities being what they are. It is at best a guess. For the vast majority of my clients, for whatever reasons, for lots of different reasons, September and October are the months that they take their RMDs. I have a suspicion that it has something to do with real estate tax bills coming out in August, I think, because in a lot of cases, the RMDs go to fund real estate taxes. Now, I'll make one more observations about when, not necessarily when you take your RMD, but where you might direct your RMD. If this is your first year, and if indeed your calculations are such, I don't really need the money. And to be honest, it's a bit of an annoyance. You might consider setting up a direct distribution from your IRA to a nonprofit of your choice. We'll use your church as an example. If you send your RMD directly from your IRA to your church, exactly, high five, no taxes, no income taxes. And considering that in 2018, with the standard deduction being increased, lots and lots of folks who used to do itemized deductions, Schedule A, they're not going to do it anymore. And so if you say, well, I'll just take the money and then I'll write a check to the church, you're going to lose that tax advantage of sending it directly from the IRA. Now, again, pick a number, say it's $12,000 a year. Can you split that into pieces and send, say, half of it to your church and take half of it? Sure, absolutely. And it's still a great tax advantage. Now, young lady I spoke to yesterday, she and her husband were in. Wonderful folks. I thoroughly enjoy our time together. She turns 70 in July. So this year, her RMD, zero. Because the rule actually says, are you sitting down or are you driving a bread truck? As my friend Bobby Gunther Walsh might say. Get ready. Because only a government organization could come up with a rule that says, you must begin taking a minimum distribution from your retirement funds in the year following the year you turn 70. Oh, and a half. They're on crack. They are absolute, take every congressman and senator, line them up and make them pee in a cup because they're on crack. Why would you make a rule that ridiculously complicated? Well, bottom line for this young lady is that she turns 70 in July, which means she does not turn 70 and a half until next year. So technically, she doesn't have to take any distributions until 2020. Now, that's technically. To be fair, again, vast majority, not everybody, vast majority of the folks that we counsel do not wait until the year following. That tends to complicate their financial picture a bit more than they wish. And as a result, what they tend to do, in this young lady's case, she turns 70 and a half in the year 2019. And almost undoubtedly, she will take her first RMD, her first required minimum distribution next year. 610-720-7900, Memorial Day weekend. 2 minutes to go before we go to our first break in Fox Network News. It is a absolutely gloriously gorgeous day out there so far. if I am remembering all of my Elliot Abrams AccuWeather projections for the weekend correctly, there are opportunities for pop-up showers basically the entire weekend. Lots of warm weather, which is fabulous. We might actually get in the pool today. That would be fun. And we actually, all right, swimming would be good, especially if you're in the water. That would be a good thing. So that may happen, but it would be very, very careful. Keep a close eye out and obviously, keep your radio tuned to WAEB AM 790, because if you've got updates in the weather, you'll get them right here. Voice of an Angel, Natalie Merchant. taking us to our first break. Gentleman got roped into an annuity, and that's his phrase, roped into. Yeehaw. Talk about rodeos. Man, big mistake. So we've got to figure out if we can help him extricate himself. Wow, that sounded rude, but it's actually a perfectly appropriate word. It's just, hey, fella, watch it over there. You're extricating yourself. We'll help him as best we can. But again, you set the agenda. You're the heart of the show. 610-720-7900. Gene at askmtm.com. And listen live on morethanmoneyonline.com. We'll take your calls, your questions, your emails after this on More Than Money. It's fine without you. Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host. You've got your personal financial advisor with 780 years of experience at your service this Saturday morning. I want to correct a misconception on the part of a small part of our audience, especially our newer listeners. Quite often, we'll get a phone call in the More Than Money World headquarters in the Holy Lands. And this is really the key between Bethlehem and Nazareth. Asking where are you guys based? Are you in New York? Are you Chicago? Are you Boston? Are you? Because they don't realize that we are Lehigh Valley based, and they catch the show. They find it apparently interesting and informative, and they're hopeful that they can get some form of consultation. But they're fearful that they're going to have to travel several hundred miles, and they're pleasantly surprised to find that they are, that we're neighbors. And then they're unpleasantly surprised to find that if they have to travel on Route 22, even a mile and a half, it's going to take them 3.5 hours to get to see us. Kind of, wow. Oh my goodness. Our longstanding clients, folks who are part of our family for any length of time at all, realize that with Route 22 being so unpredictable, they tend to leave early. So our, in general, our 9 o'clock appointments started about 8:40. Because if traffic wasn't bad, hey, we got lots of extra time. So our appointments tend to start a bit early. Number two, from a housekeeping standpoint, I want to send out a very, very, very special thanks to Shelley Brown and the entire staff, both Shelley's staff and the volunteer staff at the State Theater. The Freddies were Thursday Night Live, and goodness, amazing. I have not yet seen it. I'm hoping to see it on rebroadcast. Thursday night was a softball doubleheader for us, so we wrapped up about the same time as the Freddies did. But we were part of the Freddy's preview night on Wednesday. What a wonderful event. Not only does the State Theater know how to host a party, goodness, wonderful, just wonderful. And if you have never had the opportunity, most folks never will have the opportunity to sit in that theater for the Freddy's. They just won't. There's only 1,500 seats, and you got hundreds of kids in the audience. You've got family. You've got schools. There's just no way. But could you see how they weave the magic? The answer is yes, and we did. And Diane and I and Alyssa and Megan were there, and what a wonderful experience. What an amazing, talented group of young people we have in the Lehigh Valley. Every single production number, they come out and you go, well, that one, you know what, no one can top that. And then the next one tops that, and then the next one tops that. They're just all fabulous. So we want to send our thanks to Shelley Brown and Miss Dawn and all those folks over there that Denise Smith and Nancy, all they treat us like family. They treat us like family. And that's just What a wonderful experience. 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. Name that tune time. Yes. All right. If you've got questions, send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, or listen live on morethanmoneyonline.com. But to win Name That Tune and a lovely gift from More Than Money, you've got to call. You have to call. That's how that works. And again, the number is 610-720-7900. If you think you might know, if I'm you, I punch in all the numbers except the last zero. I'm right there. 610-720-7900. And I don't think we need to give any hints. Maybe. It's there's a little twist to this. Yeah, there's a twist. All right, we'll save it for the end. All right, let's.
And turn off Shazam.
Boy, if they can get Shazam to work on what a 4-second clip, that's impressive. Yeah. Well, but I'm sure people do. But let's. We need the name of the song, and we need the artists. Artists. What's the plural of artist? Oh yeah, artists. Ah, there's a little hint right there. All right, sir, hit it. Here's another hint. One of those artists played the State Theater about 7 or 8 years ago. We were there, and I'll tell you the rest of that after we get a winner. 610-720-7900. Yeah, one of both of these artists, two of my favorites of all time, just fantastic. 610-720-7900. As we wait for the phones to ring, a young lady writes, "We're going to buy a new car. Should we take the money out of my husband's IRA rollover or borrow the money?" It depends. Yeah, there's no question. It depends. This requires that you spend a little bit of time, put some paper to pencil, a pencil to paper, or you could do it the other way, but that's awkward. put pencil to paper and take a look. Some auto loans today, especially through dealerships, can be so remarkably inexpensive. Some zero, of course. Some very, very low. You might very well find that you're better off borrowing the money and leaving the money in the IRA to cook. On the other hand, if you don't have a really, really, really good interest rate, you might want to take those dollars out, but that would be unusual. I would say make sure you counsel with either your tax preparer or your financial advisor before you take either step. All right, sir, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on More Than Money.
Yeah, does somebody want me to tell you what that song is?
I would love to have you tell me what that song is.
I think that song is called "Whenever I Call You Friend" by Kenny Loggins.
It is indeed. Wow, well done. Goodness, I hope his phone hangs on long enough for us to get his personal information. Thanks for playing. John's going to get your contact information. We'll get a nice gift to you. Wow, are you impressed? John's impressed. We thought that might give our audience a little bit of a pause because of the duet status, Stevie Nicks, who turned, according to John, turned 70 yesterday. 70 years old. That's kind of hard to get your head around if you're a Stevie Nicks fan. Kenny Loggins, we don't know when he turned 70 or if he turned 70. But I started to tell you a story about the State Theater. The State Theater, because we've had so many memories there, it's kind of easy to pick up some memories from around almost any musical event. But in this particular case, Kenny Loggins headlined a show. And one of my favorite songs he sings is Celebrate Me Home. And as soon as he started to sing, my wife looked at me because she knows, first of all, I'm a huge Kenny Loggins fan. Number two, this is my favorite song. Oh, my gosh. And he actually came off the stage, sang up one aisle, kind of across the middle aisle and down the aisle. And as it turned out, there was a seat vacant directly in front of me. And at this point, I'm sitting on the aisle. My youngest daughter is next to me. And Diane, Alyssa, were, our middle daughter, was there. And Diane, I don't know if she was next to Megan or on the far side. But, of course, Kenny's got the security guy kind of keeping him. Everything's cool. Everything's cool. And he gets to the seat in front of me, and he stands up, up on the seat. And he's singing my favorite song, like literally inches away from me. And of course, my heart is joyful. I'm the happiest guy. And as we're kind of looking at each other going, this is miraculous, he loses his balance. He's toppling over backwards. He's going to fall into the folks sitting in front. And reflex, instinct, I just reached up and grabbed his hand. And I'm holding Kenny Loggins' hand. Not that I would date him. That's not what I'm saying. But let's not be judgmental. And nor too hasty. Let's not make these quick snap judgments. I'm holding his hand. He never missed a note. Never missed a note. What a professional. And I got to admit, as if I'm reading his eyes correctly, he was really happy that I got him. And because the security guy had ducked down so everybody could see, and he had no chance of saving him, no chance whatsoever. And I got him, and he held onto my hand for maybe a three beat and gave me a nod and got his balance back. And everybody was happy. Okay, not everybody. No, Diane was three people away. She's like, oh, my, Kenny Loggins was like right there. Oh, fabulously talented, man. Fabulously talented. Gosh, there's a shock. The State Theater hosting a fabulously talented act. Like, I'm just saying. Goodness gracious. Thank you very much. To Art, I got your email. Very good. Congratulations. In our world, we are so blessed to be able to consider our clients friends. And when you have a friend who has targeted their retirement for quite some time, and because we've been able to help get all those ducks in line, when the time comes, it's glorious. And the time has come for one of our very good friends. And so congratulations. 610-720-7900. You weren't sure anybody was going to get that, were you?
Well, I think they would have gotten the first part. But
not the Kenny Loggins part, yeah.
That they would have gotten.
Yeah. Stevie Nicks. So 70 yesterday. How old is Kenny Loggins? He's... I'm sure Google knows. Alexa. We got one of those Alexas. Yeah, we use it all the time. You're watching a TV show, you're going, Kenny Loggins, I wonder how old he is. You pause it. Alexa. Fascinating stuff. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Gentleman writes, I got roped into a 10-year fixed indexed annuity with very, very high penalties. The returns were great in the first year because, as I learned later, we got what they called a bonus. And the second year, the returns were very small. And the third year, again, very small. We're now in our fourth year, and we know we made a big mistake. Should we pay the penalties, bite the bullet, and move the investment somewhere better? Wow. This is a very, very, very challenging question. Undoubtedly, if you're a loyal listener, you already know that the answer has to start with, it depends. It depends on your financial goals. It depends on your tolerance for pain, because you're not going to be happy either way. You simply aren't. You've got six more years before this annuity is penalty free. So you're not going to be happy waiting six more years, particularly if the investments don't get any better. You're certainly already unhappy. You're 4 years in. You're already unhappy with the salesman who sold you this, because apparently they did not explain to you. And let's talk for a second about this idea of bonus. It is very common salesmanship, particularly with fixed indexed annuities that are, in my opinion, of lower quality, that in order to attract investors, they will promote a double-digit return. 10% return, and you can't lose a penny. Well, gosh, that would get my attention. 10% return, can't lose a penny. If they are honorable, they explain to you in great detail that this is typically a huge bonus in the first year only, and that in the second through the 10th years, your guarantee might be as little as zero. So if they gave you a 10% penalty, I'm sorry, if they gave you a 10% bonus in the first year of a 10-year contract that puts you in handcuffs, in essence, what they're doing is giving you 1% a year as a guarantee. And then the second year, it will be whatever it will be. And in many cases, these fixed indexed annuities, they have what are called caps, upper limits. So last year was a very, very good example. The stock market, depending on the index that you look at, range from plus 15 to as much as plus 20. And yet most fixed indexed annuities, which were sold when the stock market goes up, you go up. When the stock market goes down, you don't lose a penny. Well, indeed, you went up. But in some cases, you went up 3% or 4% or 5%. You certainly did not go up 15 or 18 or 20. Huh. So all this is very unhappy. This is very unsettling. This is not pleasing. However, this gentleman does not tell me what the current penalty, the current withdrawal surrender charge would be. But if I'm guessing, wouldn't surprise me if it were 8 or 9% penalty. So if you put $100,000 in, an $8,000 penalty. This is almost certainly, it's not 100%, but it's almost certainly not the best way to go. Lots and lots and lots of financial advisors get themselves in a pickle, because they look at these things where a client is already raising their hand and saying, I hate these people. I want out no matter what. And they go, oh, sure. Great. Sure. We'll take the money. We'll put it someplace else and make a profit. And if the answer is you should leave it right where it is, then your current financial advisor literally is advising you to do something that will end up paying that financial advisor zero. Advising you to do something that's in your best interest that is decidedly not in the financial advisor's best interest, but being a fiduciary requires that they put your best interest first. Fixed indexed annuity salesmen have no such fiduciary responsibilities. They simply don't. In some cases, the folks who are selling these suggest, hint, let people assume that they're fiduciaries. But in this case, the proof of the pudding, sadly, is in the eating. Is it in your best interest to pay the penalty? In all likelihood, no. No. I say in all likelihood, 85-90% plus certainty it's not in your best interest, even though it's very unsettling. But make sure that you have this annuity reviewed by a independent third party. Get a second opinion by a third party. Does that make sense? Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Second opinion by a third party. It's the fourth time I've said that. Sorry. So you see where I'm going? High five. Exactly. Sorry. It's in my head, that's very, very funny stuff. Sadly, it's only in my head. So make sure that you're having that reviewed. If you truly believe, by the way, that you were misled, and if you can find the original salesman, because unfortunately, some of these folks tend to come and go, but if you can find them, it is certainly within your rights to drop a letter of complaint and copy the Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities, and certainly copy the parent company, so that they can become aware that somebody is not acting in their best in the client's best interest. 610-720-7900, Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. One of our most loyal listeners in a meeting this week asked a question that as soon as he asked the question, I went, ooh, that's cool, because I had no idea what the answer was. I like questions where I'm going, wow, that's fascinating. And here's his question. If a husband and wife own their home and sell it, and they turn a profit, the IRS says that they can receive up to $500,000 of profit tax-free. That's absolutely the case. If one person sells a home, their home, they can have up to $250,000 of profit tax-free. Now, that kind of makes sense. One person, $250,000. If you're married, it's two people, it's $500,000. The question becomes, if the two of them sell their home today, they get to save the tax on $500,000. What if he dies today and she sells it tomorrow? Does she get, in essence, put through the ringer because she has to pay tax on $250,000, kind of outside her control, obviously outside her control? And well, there are two pieces to this. The easy answer is no, she's not in a pickle, because the IRS gives surviving spouse, it could be husband or wife, up to 2 years to sell the house and still get $500,000. If it goes beyond 2 years, there are some advantages, tax relief in the form of what are called stepped-up basis. So very interesting question, one I had not bumped into in my 780 years of experience. I found that fun and interesting. And Mr. Darrell Oaken, CPA extraordinaire, was able to help us out with that. So that was really, really good. And to tell you the truth, gives me a lot of peace of mind, because during the course of any given year, we will lose five or six or seven of our clients as they pass on and live in glory. We are serving their surviving spouses, and it's nice to know that they have that option. 610-720-7900. This is going to be one of those ones that when we play it out at the end of the show, yeah, I'll have the headphones on the whole time. It'd be really, really good. Ah, Kenny Loggins, Stevie Nicks saying, hey, we've got to take a quick break. It's actually not a quick break. It's top of the hour. So we've got Fox Network News. We've got weather for you. It's starting to cloud up out there. I have a feeling we're going to be moving our event inside today. But that's okay. We have a lot of fun inside, too. Plus ping pong. We got ping pong inside. Oh. No, we don't do beer pong. We don't do beer pong right away. I mean, we don't do 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. We'll take your questions after this on More Than Money.